Sheboygan's Country V93. On Wednesdays, we check in with the United Way. Caitlin joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Yesterday was gorgeous.
Oh, you get those random, I feel like every year you get two or three in February where you just get a little taste of spring.
Hope.
That was yesterday. It was great. I had the back door open, screen door. I probably went a little over the top for a day that ultimately was like 50, but it felt great.
It felt amazing to leave my winter jacket in the car.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, just leave it there for the entire day. Didn't even have to look at it.
And then tomorrow,
I know.
Snow boots will be back. So we enjoyed it. We enjoyed it yesterday. So what are we talking about this morning?
This morning we have Leanne. She is from United Way. She's the data specialist and volunteer center coordinator. So welcome, Leanne.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
We wanted to bring her in because we've got the annual Spirit Awards coming up here in April.
Okay, not too far away.
Yeah, exactly. So we actually want to just highlight and make sure that people are aware of the nomination process.
Take it away.
Okay, well, this is our third year doing the Spirit Awards, and we have our nominations available online. They are due March 9th, so hopefully you can get them in really quick.
Yeah, so if you know people that do volunteer or are part of organizations like that that really give a lot of their time, this is the time to highlight them. I think we've talked with Emily in the past about this, where I feel like people that volunteer a lot, they do it so selflessly, and they really don't want the spotlight on them in many ways. But they should be highlighted for all the stuff they give back to the community and their time they give back to the community. So those are the people you're kind of looking for, right?
That is correct. We would like to have as many possible so that we can recognize everyone that is out in the community volunteering for all of our nonprofits.
And I think when you're able to highlight some of those volunteers, it encourages other people to when they find out what other people around them are doing, or maybe people they know, friends or family members that they didn't know were spending so much time volunteering. It can motivate people to get back out there.
That's correct. We have 7 different categories.
Okay.
So there's something for everyone.
What kind of categories do we have?
We have some group categories for corporations as well as groups in the community. And then we have individual categories for, you know, to highlight young volunteers as well as the seasoned volunteers.
Okay. And then where does this all happen? I know it's March 9th, like you said, but where are we all looking at for the event itself?
Well, March 9th is just the deadline
for the
nominations.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The event is on April 18th. It's going to be held at the Ostoff in Elkhart Lake. So we are excited to...
Swanky!
Yeah. Huge thank you to them. They're donating the room for the event. So it's absolutely amazing.
Our former afternoon girl, Jess Kelly, actually just got married out there this past fall.
It's gorgeous.
The Ostoff is beautiful, but it is one of those places where I walk in and feel like, I don't know if I belong here. This is such a nice place. It is beautiful.
Well, and that's kind of the point, right? We want to treat the volunteers to a lunch that, you know, they don't have to worry about anything. They don't have to put anything together.
Right,
you know, they can actually just sit down and relax.
So can the general public go to this event too or no?
Absolutely.
Yep, anybody is welcome. We would like to have as many people there as possible so that all of the volunteers will feel special.
Okay, so the submissions are on the website, I'm assuming?
Absolutely.
And you can go there. So if you know someone, you're listening right now, you know, I know this person or that person or this person, that's the place to go. Is it complicated to submit? Is there a lot involved in it? No.
No, the form is very easy.
Okay.
It's easy to find. You would just go to our website, United Way of Sheboygan County, and then click on the tab for volunteer. You'll be able to find it.
Doesn't take too long, so go to that website, check that out. And again, April 17th, right?
April 18th.
18th. I'm going to get the
dates
right.
During National Volunteer Week.
Oh!
Very strategic.
Makes perfect sense. All right. More details on your website. Appreciate your time this morning, okay?
Thanks,
John. Thank you.